On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
All right, this is Kermit the Frog here.
My true love gave to me.
I'm going to be hosting the second half of the show.
And a partridge.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Just trying to get in the holiday season here. That was Kermit, but he had to run. Miss Piggy called him. Anyway, we were in the middle of a question there, and then the break kind of cut us off. Did you get the question, John, or did you want Roger to repeat it?
Oh, I got the question, yes. And it's a very good question because we had experiences where when we were doing an experiment, it was for the U.S. government, guys. And we turned on the equipment, and what happened was that the equipment itself tend to amplify itself, meaning that everything is over voltage. And the odd part about this is that every time we turned on the equipment, this would increase. So Alex Pizarro, he went around to see if the mains were plugged into the proper circuits. I mean, it didn't seem to make sense why this incredible energy surge would happen. What we found out was that nothing was plugged into the walls at all, so there was some kind of thing that we tapped into. That, I said to Alex Pizarro, I said, I'm not turning this thing on again. Let's leave the building. Guys, let's get out of here, because if this thing goes off, it would take out the whole building. So we just took off, and oddly enough, this kind of happened before with, luckily got on camera, on Super 8 millimeter film. It was a dimension that opened up, and all this strange, multicolored things started to form around us, and we were lucky to get it on camera. So to answer the question, I think we have done that. I mean, we got into the samples seemed to tell a story afterwards too. That
was this release dangerous? Do you think, or radioactive?
I think not radioactive. No, I think it was dangerous in a way that whatever was going on in there at that time, it was, well, most advisable to leave the area until this thing would somehow settle down to its normal ground state, which it did do, luckily. Because I got a little nervous to Pizarro. I said, no, I don't want to switch this back on again. Every time we switch it on, it just seems amplified. You can see the coils starting to bulge, which didn't make sense to me. And I said, this is very bad stuff. So it's a very interesting question that was presented by the caller there that many times we've had strange things happen that were considered very dangerous or unusual.
I don't know if you're still listening.
Oh, okay.
The other question is have you ever thought about building a receiver that could actually just small, minute amounts, reverse that to actual energy?
Well, we're tapping in the main, also this graviton force, or even time particles. I'd even include those and other particles, but also zero-point energy. So the energy levels are incredible. I mean, we did a newscast in 1985 using only 75 watts of power to run the entire laboratory. Hmm. We're able to lift chunks of foam and some metal, and it was put on the Canadian National News. How that happened was that the news gentleman actually closed the door on the extension cord and broke it right in half, and it closed the entire lab down. So,
oh, jeez.
So that was proof positive. As Alan Edwards, he's still in production, actually, doing video production.
But when you lift these heavy objects, you have been able to hold them steady, huh? I mean, it's not kind of like in your video, it looks like these things are kind of just randomly flying up in the air. But you have been able to hold them steady?
We have what they call hovering effects.
In other words, there is practical application to this.
Oh, very much so. It was presented to the military industrial complex in McDonnell Douglas Aerospace, who worked on it with me for a short bit. They wanted to put it in applications.
Wow. I tell you what, we got to go another break, but stay with us, folks. Roger, you're welcome to stay, too, if you want, after the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Joined today by inventor, scientist John Hutchinson. Is that how you refer to yourself, by the way? You certainly come into that category.
Well, I'd like to... No, I don't call myself anything, really. Well, I call to... You want to hear the truth?
Sure.
I just tell everybody I'm a hobbit.
There you go. Just a curious person, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's what I am. Also, I do, well, engineering. Basically,
you know, before we go on, I want to have you do this again later in the show, but give out you know, your website and anything else you want to plug so people can go read up more about you.
For sure. I have a blogger site. It's http johnkhutchison.blogspot.com. And my website is www.hutchisoneffect.ca.
And let me ask you, what's the strangest thing? You know, I'm sure there's been an instance where you got results you never expected, and you have no idea what caused them, and probably never will. You know, anything like that you want to share with us? You know, something happened, you just had no idea. Where did that come from? What caused that?
Many times we've had such things as entities appear out of, well, the Ark of the Covenant, for one. When we did it for Blue Book Films for Discovery Channel Networks, there was these entities that came out, and my girlfriend at the time was telling Rudy to film, and he did. Other times, doing the experiments, I was surrounded by this green, pulsating green type of light with a central spine thing, and I thought I was hallucinating or going nuts. Other situations, we had an entire building vanish. It's just like,
no.
What's next?
Come on.
No, economic. No, it was documented, actually, in Vancouver.
Come on. Well, I hope there weren't people in there.
Actually, we were in there. We didn't even
wow.
know what happened because the people outside knew what was happening, and they were telling everybody else about it. And also, the person that was to visit us that day was an insurance company. So, I mean, if you report it to the news, the news people will think you're, well, what kind of LSD are you taking? You know,
kind of David thing, right? Has David Copperfield ever hooked up with you? Remember, he made the Statue of Liberty supposedly disappear.
No, I haven't. I don't know him. I know Yuri Geller. He's a friend of mine, but I don't know.
No, I imagine you didn't make the building come back, right? I mean, it literally was gone?
Oh, it came back. Of course
it
did?
Back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was it just a visual thing or physical? Or can you tell?
We inside could not tell. It was another group from Boeing Aerospace Corporation. It was Alec, myself, George Lissacase, and then the people outside. We're in a very heavy, actually, oddly enough, and it's good, too, that it was a heavily populated area.
This is freaky.
And the building next to us was the 88 food market, so there's people all around it.
How would you claim that on your insurance?
Well, the insurance guy did show up, and that's when the building vanished, and he was really angry. He wouldn't come back to insure the laboratory.
Wow.
I don't know what kind of game you guys are playing, but I'm not coming back. Now, this was told to me by George Lissacase, who was the other group I was working with. And so that's some of the strange things that happened. Also things that happened, like these cloudy, misty, red things that come up out of the ground and disappear through the ceiling, and Alec would be there with his camera, and we used to get nicknames for all these kind of crazy things that he started calling him. Carl would appear and disappear, and then we'd have nails that would float through the wood and come out pouring down the other side of the walls, and he'd take photos. Alec would take photos. He's from Estonia, so this kind of stuff to him is kind of like, well, I've seen this stuff before in Russia, so, but we had a lot of high adventure like that, I guess, and
that is
I kind of just say, well, something I don't understand, but it's kind of intriguing, but it's good to get it filmed and documented.
Except
Donald Douglas Corporation tends to do a lot of that, and they filmed a lot of that happening.
The truth is stranger than fiction. It's a weird, bizarre world out there.
You know, I think the main thing in all this, you got to get credible scientists that will document it for you, and that's what I did over the years.
We got a caller on the line. Before I go to him, I'll share my bizarre experiment last night.
Fire away, sir. Good heavens. What did you do?
I wasn't intending to experiment. It was weird. I was talking on the mic and in a chat room, and I've got some magnets I keep by my computer. I toy with them, you know, for stress relief or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I moved the magnet near the screen, and it started going funky on me. I'm like, what the heck is it? So I put it right up to the screen, and it made a pattern like what you would get when you get those filings on the paper, and you put the magnet underneath, and it forms into the shape of the filings form the shape of the magnetic field. It was doing that on my computer screen. I'm like, whoa. And then what was really scary is it wouldn't go away. I had to I finally turned the screen off, and when I put it back on, it was gone, you know.
Yeah,
but it made this... It was like a tie-dye shirt pattern. What's going on with that?
You're bending the electrons in there, and you also partially magnetize the shadow mask in there.
So I didn't do any permanent damage?
No, it should go away. You have a degaussing system in there?
Well, I just turned it off, turned it back on, and then it was fine.
You missed me. You got rid of the residual magnetics in there, but I used to do that all the time. I wrecked a few TV sets halfway with those super
magnets.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try this at home, folks. But, hey, I'll tell you, if you have an old screen, though, if anyone wants to try it, it's pretty wild looking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a lot of fun, especially with black and white. You get a big black hole in the center of the screen.
Well, this was like a rainbow thing, and it was just bizarre. I'm like, whoa, that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the electrons inside, I guess, arrange themselves according to the shape of the magnetic field, apparently, right? Because it had that kind of magnetic field looking spirally, just really weird.
Basically, it,
anyway,
yes.
Yeah. Fascinating. I tell you, science blows my mind. I don't understand a thing about it, but it just intrigues me anyway. I tell you what, we got another caller. My buddy Esoterics is the name he goes by. That's his username on paltalk.com. Esoterics from Florida. Welcome to the show, S.O.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
I have a question for John, and this may seemingly be unrelated, but I'm going to tie it in. My question, John, is, are you aware of the New World Order global agenda?
Actually, I am. I've been hearing a lot about that as far as taking our supplements away, taking our guns away, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
okay, well, the reason why I'm asking you that question is there are some private organizations like Stephen Greer's Arrow, which is Advanced Energy Research Organization, and Tom Bearden's crew that are working on developing free energy technologies.
Yes, I'm good friends with Tom Bearden. I've known him since the early 80s, and I know Dr. Greer, and I have a representative of him here filming last year.
Okay, well, are you planning on doing any work with either of those groups?
Thomas is, I'm just a little concerned about his health. I have a friend looking after him a little bit, Electra Briggs in Texas. And I respect Tom's work. I have his stuff out of the Department of Defense that I got out by just sneaky way of doing it. And Dr. Greer, I'm in contact with one of his representatives all the time in Vancouver here, Harold Bernhardt. And we're good friends, so we're doing A-okay on that area.
Okay, so, good. I'm glad to hear that, because we need some guys like you working for the White Hats, or working with the White Hats, instead of these black ops projects where they're developing technologies that they're never going to let us have access to, that they're going to turn around and use against us at some future date, I suspect.
Well, they're pretty advanced in that area of black ops. They've got stuff there that is mind-boggling, and hopefully they'll not do that. They'll just give it over to the citizens. And, you know, it's this new world order thing. It's kind of strange because they want to take our vitamins away and our firearms and other things, and
right,
chip us all. And it's like, what's wrong with these people?
And these are the ones that are hoarding a lot of advanced technological discoveries in their own hands. That's pretty scary.
Well, yeah, even into like the Geron Corporation. I don't know if they're a new world order gang, but they capitalized on the anti-aging enzyme telomerase. They have everything covered on it. So now if you want to get into anti-aging, you have to go and join their club.
And the immortality thing.
Yeah, the immortality thing. It's well, through vitamins and that, you can... That's what I'm on, is life extension. It's just vitamins, and it was started by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. Inspired me in that when their book came out in the 80s. It's good to keep in good health. And well,
apparently the only thing causing us to age is a gene. They say that the human body is designed for perpetual function. There's no need for it to break down.
That's right, and that's when, in 1997, they found the enzyme responsible for the main mechanism of that was telomerase. So Geron Corporation jumped on all of that really quick.
So Rockefeller might be actually in his 190s instead of 90s.
Oh, you mean Lawrence?
Yeah, well, David. Yeah, I guess Lawrence is up there too, though.
Lawrence used to fund a lot of this alternative energy stuff, but he passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, he did. Okay. I know David is in his 90s. I think he's pretty much near. You know, I wanted to ask you, since we're on this subject, are you still there, Esoterics? Did you have any...
Yes, I'm here.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, since Esoterics brought this up, what you thought about, are you familiar with HAARP, you know, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, high frequency up in Alaska?
Very and much so. My adopted sister, Jean Manning, she and her friend Nick Bagich, they discovered that and presented it into the media. They're the ones that made it, and I've got some of the engineering diagrams of that thing laying around here somewhere.
What do you think about its applications, like the weather modification? Do you think that's being used in that direction? Or?
Well, I know they run tests once in a while, and they did reverse the ionic bonds up there in the ionosphere, and ham radio people could talk around the world, but they said, I don't think it's a good idea. And it has a
very... Yeah, it has multiple applications.
Very dangerous situation where it could actually touch the Van Allen belts and cause a Ben Franklin effect where you have that coming down to the earth.
Right. Did you want to hold on until after break, Esso?
Sure.
Okay, great. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, guys, we're back on True Thirds Radio. Our guest today is John Hutchinson. And we've got our buddy Esoterics on the line in Florida. Before we go back to him, though, I just somebody sent me a question in text here through paltalk.com, and I'm not sure I understand the question myself. Hopefully, John, this will make sense to you. But he's asking, he wanted me to ask you, since the graviton is quite powerful, wouldn't tuning the frequency a little off the center of the wave decrease the received power of the graviton? Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually it does in a way. Yes, it does make sense. I haven't explored that area, and the new science now is, quantum physics and what we think sometimes can go into other dimensions, and this has been on Discovery Channel. But a very good question, and something that I'm entertaining is that, basically. Like, it's, you find these kind of tuning adjustments on spectrum analyzers and that too, so it's a very, very, very interesting question. I like this guy with the gravitons. I find it hard to find graviton support people, so.
Now, would you say that there definitely is a thing called a gravitational field, and is it something that you've been able to measure to any degree?
Oh, we tried measuring it, and we found that this field is like a circular cylinder with an unknown height, and it seems to nullify gravity pull from the Earth.
Does it mimic at all the magnetic field shape, or?
Not really. No, no, no. It's an extremely long waveform, and it seems to project itself well, at extreme distances. But, sorry?
Gravity waves seem obviously in a class by themselves. We don't have anything yet that we can, you know, measure like we do radio waves or...
Well, actually, there was an experiment done in the 80s where they made a gravity antenna, and it was a circular cylinder of aluminium. It was about, I think, 12 feet long and six feet in diameter, and they put crystal blocks all around it and over it, and they actually could detect the waveforms that would come in from space. But don't forget that gravity is basically a product of the atom. So when you condense down and get rid of, let's say, electron protons and a lot of other things, you get into neutron material, well, the weight of that is so strong that it'll just go down and hit the center of the Earth, and then if you go beyond that, you get into a black hole. And a black hole, of course, is everything just goes in and into it and just comes out somewhere else.
Nothing comes, yeah. There's that wormhole thing and, other dimensions and
I did a
wild stuff. That's when buildings start disappearing.
Well, yeah, things disappear, or the Bermuda Triangle, which I did a show with Motion Picture Productions about a year ago. It's airing on History Channel called Earth's Black Holes. I did a long interview for them here, and we did some demonstrations and things like that. So,
hey, if you ever come out with a disappearing gun, I'll be your first customer. I can think of some people right now I'd like to...
Disappearing handgun?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
That would come in handy. Anyway, what's that?
I said, oh, my goodness. I'm sure the local constabulary wouldn't like that too much, but...
Yeah, right. I'll make them disappear, too.
Good.
Anyway, Esoteric, so do you have any more questions? We actually got another caller that just came in.
Nope, I'm going to drop off. You go ahead and take your next caller.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for the call.
You're
welcome. Let's go to Jerry in South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hello. Hello to you and your guest today.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm just wondering, has your guest ever talked with Stan Deo? Because he's done some work along that lines also. Have you ever heard of an individual by the name of Stan Deo?
Did you hear that, John?
Yeah, actually the name sounds familiar. I worked with so many different folks over the years. I don't know.
I can barely hear you. It sounds like you're a million miles away.
He can't recall. He's heard the name, but he's not sure if...
I'm not sure if I worked with him, but...
Right now, I'm looking at the computer. There's a gentleman's name. His first name is spelled A-R-I-E, last name DeGeus, D-E-G-E-U-S. I'm not sure of the correct pronunciation, but it says here they found him deceased at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg airport. He was heading out to get major funding in Europe for his invention. Evidently, he was, I'm going to read this verbatim, he was the inventor of a thin wafer-like material device that somehow specially aligned the atoms or electron currents ongoing in that material so that the wafer produced a constant amperage at a small voltage, continuous real power, or in other words, a strange kind of self-powering battery. Evidently it was some sort of a battery he had created that didn't need any charging from any other source. And unfortunately, they say this fellow, they found him at the airport.
Hey, John, you think you can come up with something to help his phone stop doing that buzz?
Oh, the buzz sound, the AC hum ripple, maybe. the caller was mentioning that gentleman, and that made a bit of news a few days ago in the group.
Charles, can you tell me what he's saying? I can't hear him.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let him finish. Go ahead, John, go ahead.
Yes, I am very familiar with the gentleman because it made some news a little while ago, and I'm also have been making for a long time basically the same product and been selling it to Japan, and also I just sent a bunch of samples over to Germany for testing.
Okay, we got to go to a break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got John Hutchinson on as a guest. This is fascinating stuff. I mean, 2 hours isn't enough time. I could talk to you for the next 10 hours. I got so many questions and things I want to find out about. Yeah, what do you think of this, talking about generators, this supposed perpetual motion generator using powerful, I think they're cadmium magnets, using the repulsive power of magnets to keep a wheel perpetually turning and generating electricity. Are you familiar with that? Or
I don't think that. Is it something that just came out?
Well, it's been out for a few years. They claim that, you know, it's pretty much a perpetual motion machine. Maybe okay. Every once in a while you'll have to replace a magnet here or there, but it's just the repulsive power of magnets that keep the thing constantly turning.
Oh, do you know
one magnet... No, I they're somewhere in the States, and they claim that the houses that have used this actually produce more electricity than what the single household can use, and that they're selling back the excess to the local electric company.
Well, I think that's kind of cool. I wish I knew some more information on that to actually maybe.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to look it up. I don't even recall the company now. I'd have to look it up again. But I saw a video on it. It looked pretty impressive.
Wow, I mean that's the way to go.
Yeah, it looked to me the closest I've seen to perpetual motion. Have you done anything with, you know, trying to get a perpetual motion
apparatus? Not in motion, but
Well, not in motion, really, but more for energy. I've made these batteries or crystal power cells, and they supply energy, just picking up the random quantum fluctuations of the Casimir Force. Started making those in 1993, took them off to Japan and demonstrated them in Japan, and it was covered by news media, which is good, and also trying to get them into production. But unfortunately, the last funder, he supplied me with a lot of funding to do some research, but he wanted to get back to traveling around the world, and he just sort of left it by the wayside. So the latest person to pick all this up has been just a couple of days ago, was this Dr. Ludwig, who went off to Germany with a number of samples I made for him. And because it has potential, it's actually ready for factory production. It can go into factory production right away.
Wow.
I did a contract.
How many actual patents do you yourself have?
Oh, I got no patents, no. No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not interested in patents. I just want to get the stuff out there and into production. This is good. That's something I want to do. And when I go onto this Fox TV show, I just give all this stuff away anyway. But as long as I make a small commission, I mean, that's cool. But, I tried that route with patents. Everybody said they should have a patent and all that stuff. I said, no, how can you patent? How can you patent something that's in nature anyway? So
right. I hear you.
So
that's great.
These things would power small motors and that, and I demonstrated them at the 50th anniversary of the bombing in Hiroshima, and they worked quite well and made maybe several hundred of them. And the other group was in Canada. They're supposed to get $5 million for funding to go into production on this stuff from the Canadian Environment Protection Agency through the Planetary Association for Clean Energy. And, they never got their funding, so kind of dropped by the wayside until this Dr. Ludwig showed up and won some samples. There was a Swiss group prior to him that showed up and won some samples, too. And they gave me $1,000 to acquire materials and for my time, of course. And so they're off for testing, and I'm just saying to people that, this is a product. It's ready to go. Take it to your factory. It'll go into production. It's as simple as making chocolate bars, really. And injection molding, engineering, and out the other end, you can have a product that you don't have to make big claims on it, but you can sell for $19.95. Every kid on the block would want one. It's a toy item. That's the way I thought of getting the stuff out there, as a toy item, and then I guess large companies or other people could develop it into a more powerful source to power other things. So when 9/11 happened, I got a letter from a congressman, retired 914, I call it, and he was asking me how much it would cost to build a unit to power his house. So I said, well, it probably costs $5 million. It's going to be a Manhattan-style project. So he kind of opted out of that idea. But,
Wow.
I have another.
Have you ever had any calls from ExxonMobil saying lay off the alternative energy sources?
No, none of those guys ever phoned. I actually had the Studebaker Motor Company send me an email and call me saying they'd like to cooperate with me, and because the gas prices are high and that, and what potential do these power cells have? We talked for maybe a couple hours in Scottsdale, Arizona. This is after one of my shows there on TV. It was Beyond Invention, it's called. And people can Google search out Beyond Invention and see what mischievous activities I'm up to. But he was quite impressed with what I was showing, and he wanted to do some business. But I get calls like that. People get excited, and they just sort of get sidetracked into other projects with demands of work and that, I suppose. So it was a Studebaker Motor Company that wanted to implement these power cells. CEO.
Wow.
Main CEO.
Hey, coming back to the Japanese you just mentioned, have you seen that latest video? I think it's Toyota that has produced it. They got a robot now that can play the violin and sign its name. And that's pretty impressive.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's precision. Cool. It was really neat.
Oh, they say they got the unique things over there.
Yeah, they really do.
I love
it. Incredible. That's a shame.
Where could you see this? Is there a video on it or information on the robot?
Yeah, it just came out the other day. If you Google it, just put Japanese Toyota robot, and violin. Put violin in the search, and you'll see it. It's a maybe 5-minute video showing some of their latest developments, and you know, quite a bit of it was dedicated to that. It was amazing. It signed its name. Yeah, it didn't print it. It signed it, you know, and then it held the plaque up with the paper on it, so you could see, like, it was showing you. See what I did? That's unbelievable.
Oh, almost, I love it.
Almost scary.
I do a number of shows for Japanese NTV, Nippon Television, and on levitation and that kind of thing. So, yeah, Japan's a lot of fun. Once you get into the role over there, it's nonstop, and you go from one town to another city and whatever, and then give your presentation. It's a lot of fun. I was with Dr. Brian O'Leary on one of my adventures, and also with my ex, Yin, on the other adventure. The 2 years of adventures in Japan, that was pretty fun.
While we're on the subject of them, too, something else that fascinated me, and I've never heard anything more about it, but in 2003, USA Today covered this. They produced what you would call an invisibility cloak. Of course, it wasn't entirely invisible. It had a green tint to it. But it showed a University of Tokyo student trying it out, and you can literally, quote, see through him. What it actually does is the material is made of, you know, small lenses that gather light from behind the subject and project them forward. So it looks like you're seeing through him, but it's amazing. It looked like something out of Harry Potter. Have you heard of that? That's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, actually I have. I heard of that a while ago for when I was doing a show on the BBC. As a guest, there, Gillian Anderson's Future Fantastic. She's doing a TV show over there. Really good guests, like Dr. Robert Ford, Frank Close, and many others. And they presented that particular aspect that they were working on the invisibility screen, where lenses were a little bit bigger than that, but they would take the background behind the person, and bring it around in front of him, so he would appear actually invisible. You could see a bit of an outline, but it was pretty impressive work.
Wild. And of course, the military now is all over this. They want to use it for, you know, bombers and, oh, jeez. I wanted to get into some of your other inventions. I hope we have time. We're running out. But we got two callers. Let me go to those quick, and then I'm hoping to ask you about some of your other stuff that you've done, videos I've seen that are just absolutely mind-boggling. But let's go to Harry. Harry. Oh, jeez. Let's go to Sal. I got Harry Potter on the mind. Sal in New York. Welcome to the show, Sal.
Thank you very much. You mentioned about the electricity with the magnets. The website that I know of is myfavoriteclub.com.
Oh, okay. And it has that generator?
Yeah, it's a generator with permanent magnets that will create electricity. And, yes, you produce enough that you can sell back. You can probably supply with one generator about 20 homes.
Okay, yeah, saw that. It was fascinating.
That's cool. I'll check that out.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sal.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go quick to Joseph in, I think that's Missouri, M.O.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. I was wondering if the guest has heard about a device called a water generator by Steve Meyer out of Ohio.
Yes, actually, I believe I have.
Okay, I understand he has met his untimely demise.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it was food poisoning in a restaurant. Is that a viable invention he has?
I know that the conversion of water into hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people working on that. Some people in Vancouver actually have modified spark plugs for cars, and they were, this is a couple of years ago, they were actually quite excited about it, and we're getting some interesting results, but I haven't heard any feedback, or it hasn't made any media as yet for a while. I haven't seen anything in the in the news media.
I saw a piece on the internet about a guy in Florida who has a electrolysis machine that he uses mostly for gas welding.
Mm-hmm.
But he has done some tests on running his small car on that HHO. And I imagine the same type of device that Mr. Meyer has. And one other thing was EESTOR out of Houston, Texas. It's a ceramic capacitor.
Oh, those are fantastic things, yes.
Well, I understand that they're supposed to be supplying a power module to a low-powered vehicle manufacturer in Canada, but they're a little late on production.
Ah, like a lot of these products, exotic things like that, and like Maxwell Power Capacitor UltraCaps are actually manufactured not too far from here.
Yeah, I've seen some of those patents going back to 1888. Have you done any research on that?
I've done a bit of research on these things, and I find that a lot of these things indeed go back to that time period, like different time periods, of course, but turn of the century, some years ago, that's half a century ago. Take the work of T. Henry Moray. That was actually fascinating work with his version of transistors and what they could collect in energy in that, too. That's one of my interests, is following some of his work and replicating a little bit of that, which I did do back in the 80s, and found that it did put out power.
You know, these two devices I mentioned seem like it was quite interesting. Especially since you don't have to have a major modification to your, especially in the gas realm, you wouldn't have to modification the engines to run that HHO.
Yeah, no, I know there's a lot of people working on that. Not in the media, really. They're kind of being kind of protective about it, but nevertheless, it's quite interesting what they're doing.
Yes. Well, hopefully we see something on the market.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yes, it would. Okay, thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Hey, thanks for the call, Joseph.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, okay, in the last, we got a few more minutes. We're going to have a short break, and then we'll just have a couple more minutes left of the show. Time is really running by. But in these last few minutes, I wanted to ask you about some more of your inventions. You've done quite a bit of work in a lot of different areas over the years. One of them that I noticed, I think this was you. Wasn't you that developed that ultra-thin armor protection armor for the military?
My friend Patrick Walker, who is in Special Ops, he told me all about that. And they're sitting on it, and they won't give it to the troops.
Oh, but you weren't involved in that? I thought that was something that you had worked on.
No, that was brought to my attention by my friend in North Carolina.
And they turned it down.
They're sitting on it. They won't give it to the troops.
And oh, so they wanted it, but they're not utilizing it.
So, well, it's just that they have it. They actually have it, and they can supply it to the Army, but they're not. And our troops are getting knocked down by bullets from stuff that's disintegrating, old protective armor.
I guess they'd rather spend $60 on a six-pack of Coke for Halliburton.
Probably. They shouldn't be sitting on it. I mean, my friend wanted to go on radio and talk about it, and he's really ticked off because he's a good buddy of mine.
How about this discovery? Maybe I got that confused with you too. I thought this was yours, but there was a device that you could, without using a projection screen, you pointed at a stone wall, and you can basically see through the wall using X-rays. Of course, you'd have to use a protective suit. Was that something that you had done?
No, that's one of my friends. He's done that. It's still in debate of exactly how accurate that is, but
okay, I don't know how I got this mixed up with you somehow. I don't know how that.
Well, maybe. Maybe part of the gang. I know the.
What other actual, besides the Hutchinson effect and some of the other strange things you mentioned, buildings disappearing, what are some of the other specifics that you've worked on or even developed uniquely on your own?
Actually, prototype firearms, machine tools, chemistry, some chemical applications, and definitely into life extension. Oh, man.
Oh, you've done work on that as well, huh? A life extension?
Yeah, I've been doing it since the 80s. I was inspired by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, and I got my own regime, and people ask for my recipe all the time. So it's an interest of mine. I like to keep in good health, and although I smoke cigarettes once in a while, but...
That's not going to help you.
No, that's not going to help me, but I take mega doses of stuff, and I have a lot of interest. I have... very, very high interest in Navy ships, meaning that when the Artificial Reef Society brings in a decommissioned ship, I go down there, I study every angle, and I take a lot of it apart. I work on the cannons, artillery sections, and radar and that. So it's to me like that. I don't ask for any money for that. I just go and volunteer. And there hasn't been a ship around for a number of years, but to me that is an amazing learning experience about that kind of thing. So I must have been an old pirate in another life, or whatever. I just have an interest in this kind of stuff. Anything military, I have to have it or study it or understand it. Commercial.
That's amazing, though, that you've never sought money for this or patents or anything. Boy, that's commendable.
No, that's not my angle. My angle's just being kind of free kind of character, and the money I like getting is from doing my entertainment stuff and pays well. I don't want any patents, and actually I told Robert Drake of Fox TV and him and the entire group, I just want to get this stuff out there, and I'll show exactly how it works. I've actually been giving it away anyhow. I don't care anymore, really. I just think that I know that some people, I know the kind of people you're thinking of, they get really into patents and lawyers and all that boring stuff, and I'm not into that world. It's too boring.
Right, right.
Even thinking of a lawyer, I get start yawning.
No, that's great. You know, just for the benefit of others, that's how it should be. Everybody's so greedy today. Yeah. Okay, we got that short break. Right. Stick with us, folks. Short break, and we'll be right back with John Hutchinson.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've got just a few more minutes here left with our fascinating guest. Wish we had a few more hours, although he'd probably be falling asleep by then. But it's just fascinating stuff.
Absolutely not falling asleep. I've done 6-hour runs on shows.
Oh, have you really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I was actually a co-host in one situation with Lou Gentile, and then I've done a number of ones with Art Bell and others. I'd love to talk away, so no problem. I could go all day with you. You're a very energetic host.
Love to have you back. I mean, there's so much more to talk about. Hey, tell me, there's a strange phenomenon around me when I'm near delicious food. It seems to disappear. Are we looking at some scientific anomaly there, or is that just a bad eating habit?
Oh, good heavens, man. It's probably a better... It's like me and chocolate or cookies. It's the same thing with me.
As long as buildings aren't disappearing around me, I guess that's not so bad. Wow, I bet I'd have a blast puttering around your lab. Of course, I'd probably be afraid to touch anything.
Well, Ludwig kind of did.
Yeah. So you got your own setup. You do most of your work right there out of your home?
Yeah, it's a converted apartment into an... you wouldn't believe if you were to see it. You wouldn't believe it. Nobody believes it. They see pictures of it on the internet, but when they come in here, they don't... They can't... It just bends their mind. The mayor of this city has been in here, and he says this is incredible. Kind of turned
it
into...
It sounds like a monster thing, you know, that I got lightning bolts over your house with a big cloud. And
this is not a house, sir. This is a apartment. Would you believe it?
Oh, okay. Wow.
One bedroom stripped entirely and remodified like a ship. It's got a machine gun sitting in front of me right here. Believe it or not, a deck gun on the balcony. You really got to take a look at the internet and see what it looks like in here. I look around thinking, am I crazy or what? Sometimes when I come back from way in L.A. or...
I tell you what, I guess we have enough time to take one last caller. We've got Morgan in, I know it's not Arizona. What is it? Arkansas. There we go. All right.
Hey, I wanted to ask your guest if he's seen David Copperfield's Levitation Act and to explain it to me. Thanks.
Yeah, I was mentioning that earlier, too, David Copperfield.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I know that magicians have their own unique way of doing that stuff. I haven't figured it out yet, but I guess they use mirrors or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I saw that show with the... I actually saw him live once, too. That was pretty impressive.
Well, my ex would know that kind of stuff. She was into making feature films, and she would explain to me how they make things disappear or even buildings appear.
Did you make her disappear? That's why she's your ex now?
No. We're still good friends. She just wanted to... She kind of got tired of Hollywood, and she wanted to move to India, so she moved there, and I didn't follow, but we keep
in
touch. Yeah, she's... I date a lot of women, so... she's okay over there, and I'm over here, and I got married, I got divorced, and... that's another story for another time, but...
You know, they say marriage is the leading cause of divorce. That's what I hear.
Well, you're probably right. This didn't work too well. She wanted to try and control me, and that doesn't work well. So she's a very nice lady, very spiritual lady. But,
Well, if it's on peaceful terms, that's good.
Pursue it as somebody that would kind of not try and control me and dress me funny.
There you go.
I'm sorry
that's
about
good.
To say that, but oh well. What can I say?
That's another show. Maybe we can do a show on that sometime. We'll have you back.
My pleasure, sir. Any topic you want, I'm game for it.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate you coming on. This is fascinating stuff. And yeah, definitely, I'll give you a call again sometime.
You're a very energetic host, sir, and I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you once again. Folks, great show again lined up for tomorrow. We'll see you then. Take care.
With recent internet